Cinderella Sister by Dilly Court.
This book was first published by Little Brown. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For Hilary Johnson and Margaret James, with thanks. Chapter 1. Shadwell, London, November 1880. Lily had been too busy wrestling with the mangle in the outhouse at the rear of the old dockmaster's house to pay much attention to the weather. But pausing for a moment to brush a lock of damp hair from her forehead, she sniffed and wrinkled her nose. She could smell it and taste it, even before she stuck her head out of the door and saw the telltale strands of pea-green fog creeping over the brick wall into the backyard. It curled like a sneak thief's fingers around the men's shirts and underwear, as if it were about to pluck them from the washing line. She sighed and arched her aching back. She hated Mondays. If she ruled the country, she would make it illegal for women to spend the whole day slaving over a copper filled with boiling water and strong-smelling lye soap. She would put a stop to the drudgery of mangling, rinsing, and then mangling again before the clean garments could be hung out to dry. She'd been slaving away since dawn, and with the sudden change in the weather came the knowledge that the washing would not dry in time to be ironed that evening. Her brothers would have to wear soiled shirts beneath their firemen's uniforms for another.